Hello everybody, welcome to Sankofa Sessions. This is our first episode. We are starting on a rather somber note, but it is quite important and I feel it would be an injustice if we did not begin with this matter. So the title for this episode, I'm a bit confused with it. I have three titles over here that I'm looking at right now on my notes. The main topic is justice for Cwecwe, but we're going to be discussing matters further into this sphere that is gender-based violence, specifically South Africa. So, I'm not going to waste anybody's time. I'm just going to get right into it. On October 15th, 2024, Cwecwe's parents noticed something wrong with their daughter, only to be met with a horrible truth. Medical examinations confirmed she had been raped. Her mother reported the incident to both the school and the South African Police Service the following day. However, the school's response was inadequate. Instead of assisting with the investigation, they offered the family a transfer letter, which was not requested. The lack of action led to her mother going on a podcast in order to get attention. Mind you, Cwecwe, the person we are talking about, is a child. A 7-year-old girl. She is a child. Not only is she a minor, but she is a child. 7 years old. Has that sunken in? Because that is so crazy. I don't want to go into the gory details, but if you'd like to find out more about this case, I'm sure if you go online, you know, if you read the petition on the Women for Change's pages, whether Twitter, whether Instagram, TikTok, I'm sure they have it somewhere. There are countless articles. You can even go and watch the episode where Cwecwe's mother is speaking on this matter, and it's truly heartbreaking, you know. And this is an everyday reality in South Africa. But this story in particular, for me, is heartbreaking because it brought certain realizations. Firstly, women and children are not safe anywhere. Because you would think that a place like school is where a child can be safe and a child can feel at ease compared to other places, because I remember they always told us in like high school and primary that if something is wrong at home, you can come at school. If something is wrong out there, you can come and talk to your teachers. If you're having an altercation with your friend, if you're having an argument with your friend, come find a trusted adult in the school. But if you can't even trust the adults in the school, what have we come to as a nation, as a people?
And the fact that her mother had to, mind you, this was last year, in 2025, her mother had to go on a podcast, an informal, like, you know, for me it's kind of informal, but for the fact that to get attention, the attention of the right people, she had to go on a podcast. Guys, like, do you understand? The fact that she already went through the proper channels and did not get justice. I mean, SAPS, for me, is already a lost cause. For me, they don't do their job, especially in relation to this topic of gender-based violence. I am not really hopeful with SAPS. But the fact that, you know, the principal and the other people that Ish, guys, I'm forgetting English. I'm sorry, when I get mad, I can't speak properly. The other people working at school, they requested to get their DNA. They were like, and like stuff like that didn't happen. And the fact that there is solid proof to this case that this child was violated, they just needed to get the DNA of the perpetrator, is so infuriating to me. Yeah. Anyway, the mother's attempt in getting justice for her child resulted in a widespread of public outrage. The hashtag Justice for Cwecwe gained significant traction on social media, leading to protests across the country, including East London, Bromfontein, Cape Town, Pretoria. If I'm not mistaken, there were more places like Polokwane, I don't know places, hey? Yeah, but I know various places have had protests, and even various universities, UP, UCT, and if your university was there and I didn't mention it, I'm sorry. I'm only speaking on the ones that I have seen. You know, UP, UCT, UL, I think even UFS, if I'm not mistaken, some of them I didn't really see, but I know a stream of universities have taken action. And, you know, it was very heartwarming and comforting to see people taking action like that. And even on TikTok, you'd see the people under the Justice for Cwecwe movement or hashtag, you know, the vibes. It was really good. But then I started to notice something, but I don't want to say anything because I don't want to sound like a negative Nancy. And this was a few days or a few weeks back, and coming to today, I think my point was proven. I started seeing people, you know, I started seeing people like using the Justice for Cwecwe movement. I mean, hashtag, I'm sorry, using the Justice for Cwecwe hashtag under their videos, and it was completely unrelated to the topic, right? And in the moment, I thought, hore, that's not. But then I quickly saw another perspective that even if it's not under this, you know, but then using the hashtag still pushes the like other content that is actually related to this topic. That was my perspective before. And that may have been the case for other creators. Yeah? However, now that I'm looking, people were becoming silent, guys. There is less talk on the matter. There is less push to the relevant people who need to do their jobs in order for this girl to get her justice. The talk is silent. It's concerning. Are we not concerned? Because we should be. It's concerning. Anyway, there's a creator on TikTok, I don't know her name, but she come, like, her intro to a lot of videos of hers, because she speaks on like politics and, you know, like social problems and what's going on in the world. And this past week, every time I've seen her content, she always starts her videos with, "Hi guys, ndizengothuku," right? And then she speaks on whatever matter she's speaking. And this week, she's been speaking, obviously, on justice for Tsotsi. And, you know, even she's saying, like, we're getting silent. And she said something that I feel like is true. And it's something we need to work on as the nation. We treat a lot of things, if not everything, like a trend. Inflation's going up. Ooh, ha, ha, ha. Next week, the next thing. We talk about the next thing. And then the week after that, we talk about the next thing. And then the week after that, we talk about the next thing. Like, guys. Like, I can understand that the silence may be surrounded by being disheartened and not feeling like we're going to get justice, or our voices are not being heard, or, like, I can understand that, but my view is that we should push further. I feel like that's what they want to happen. That, oh no, you know, they're gonna stop talking about it in a week or so. Let's just let it die down. And then they entertain us for those few days where it was alleged that DNA tests were submitted and the results were negative. And then a few days later or a few hours later, it comes out and it is revealed that that was actually a lie. And nothing was done about it. Maybe something is being done behind the scenes, but from our view, the talk is silent. And it also opens up another conversation of who is leading us. Who are we trusting? Who cares about us? Clearly we care about ourselves, but the higher ups don't. Like, guys, what's going on? Oh no, oh no, oh no. It's yeah, the talk is scary now. Yeah, it's, yeah. The only action that I've seen or I've read about, it was said that the Eastern Cape Department of Education deregistered Bergview College on April 1st, 2025, and also the alleged DNA tests, of which were false, or the whole ordeal of DNA tests being taken was false. That's the government action that I've seen. Lies, lies, and all lies. The talk is scary, guys. It's scary. Now, what was the point of me sharing this? To emphasize that the talk is scary and kind of like a call to action to the nation. Because let's look at the stats, okay? An article released by DSTI.gov in December of 2024. Here are a few interesting but terrifying statistics. Okay. 33.1% of all women aged 18 or older had experienced physical violence in their lifetime. Okay, sharp. 9.9% of women had experienced sexual violence in their lifetimes. And according to this study, lifetime physical and sexual violence was significantly higher among women aged 34 to 49 than those aged 50 years and older. And then there's also, hold on. Yes, this section says, men's awareness and perceptions of laws about violence against women in South Africa revealed that most men were aware that there were these laws in South Africa that addressed violence against women. For instance, 84% were aware that a husband who forces his wife to have sex against her will is committing a criminal act. A high proportion of men, 73.9 to be exact, agreed with the perception that the laws make it too easy for women to bring a violent charge against a man. Let's pause right there for a second. If 84% of men were aware that, like, were aware of what a criminal act or a sexual assault case could be, why are the stats of actual victims so high? It's not an understanding thing, because what was always said, especially in high school when we addressed these matters, they would make it seem like it's an understanding problem.
No, they get it, they just don't care.
And because they know the system's not gonna do anything, and it's most probably going to protect them, or the case is going to, you know, it's going to disappear into thin air, they just do it because they don't care. They don't care. And it's concerning. It's concerning. I'm scared. We should all be scared. The talk is scary. And you know, I don't want to lie. While I was doing my research on this Justice for Koko case, I just became so, not only scared, but disheartened. Because it's like, there's so much that is so terribly wrong. However, there is so little that we can do. And as I've been saying throughout this episode, the talk is scary. Like, I have 2 points that says, what can we do as a nation? And yeah, dingata ditelele ditaba, dingata. This is supposed to be comforting. It is supposed to be comforting. It's supposed to be educational. And I probably should do that. But another reason for me starting this podcast is I wanted a safe space where people can relate. And I feel like me ignoring the psychology, me ignoring the fact of the matter or how people can actually feel, because I'm sure if I'm feeling this way, there's definitely somebody somewhere in this country that feels the same way than me. Let's sit and cry together, guys, because what's going on? What is going on? But the only thing I can do, or I can say in this moment, I'm going to try and do a follow-up episode where I'm being educational and, you know, encouraging people and doing what I'm supposed to be doing. But the one thing that I'm sure of, and I have seen, is that we are better together than divided. That vote, that signature that you think will mean nothing, if, imagine if 10,000 people had the thought that, oh, what's the point? And you change that thought of what's the point to let me try. We have 10,000 more signatures, and, you know, I don't know. Something happens, man. Something happens. But sitting and doing nothing, that is the problem. Let's educate each other. Let's hold each other accountable. Men, talk to your friends. Mothers, teach your sons. You know, let us start by, first of all, working together. When we say we are signing petitions, when we say we're marching to the union buildings, when we say A, B, C, D, let us do it as a collective. Another problem I have with my generation specifically, like, from the stories that I've heard of, you know, our parents and grandparents growing up, when they said something, they say, okay, we're going to ban Mang Mang store, they all go and ban Mang Mang store. They don't just say it kamulomo, and then when it's time to go burn the store, only two people show up. When they say they are going to do something, they all did it. Yes, there's going to be that one or two people that chicken out, but the vast majority do what was said. But with us, yes, we'll talk and, you know, we'll just talk. But when it's time to take action, nothing happens. So let's stop that. Let us start doing what we said we're going to do. When the people say, okay, this is what's going to help us, let's go in march, let's sign petitions, let's not let it finish by word of mouth. Let it become an action, guys. It's exhausting, yes. It's emotionally taxing, yes. However, how are things going to change if we never do anything about it? We can't expect people who don't care about us to do things on our behalf. Let's care about ourselves. You get what I'm saying? Yes. Let not it end at the talk. Let it be the action. Let's start action, okay? And yeah, stop thinking that your signature, your vote, your presence, your whatever, stop thinking it will not be effective. If 10,000 people think like that at the same time, we lose 10,000 votes, we lose 10,000 signatures, we are 10,000 somethings behind. But if 10,000 people move forward and go with what's happening, and 10,000 people talk to 10,000 other people, and those 10,000 talk to other, you know, it's a ripple effect. You get what I'm saying? So I want to close this episode because I feel like I'm starting to lose direction. I'm speaking off of feelings, and yes, feelings are valid, but I also want to speak on fact. I want to speak on action. I want to speak on things that are going to help. Let's not lose hope. Let's not be disheartened. Let's not keep quiet. Let's keep on fighting, you know. Let's be annoying. Let's be persistent. Let's be relentless. Because it didn't start at Uyinene, but we have Uyinene, we have Gwegwe, we have Alu, we have so many people, you know. We have our next door neighbors, we have our friends, we have our sisters. It's so close. The thing is, with in South Africa, it's you don't even have to go far. It could be somebody at home, it could be your friend, it could be your classmate, anybody. And the fact that it's such high statistics should show so like how much work needs to be done. And we need to start today. And we need to start by not giving up. Let's not lose traction. Let's keep on fighting. Period.